Blog Talk Radio.
This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. We have an excited and spirit-filled show this morning. Before we get into our show, I want to thank God and thank my co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, who was on last Saturday, and certainly you will be hearing from her again on next Saturday. We thank God for her support and certainly her participation in this ministry. We are trying to break the yokes of bondage. We are actually not trying, but our goal is to serve the Lord with everything we have and to be a blessing to our community and uplift and edify the body of believers. Praise the Lord. So with that being said, I want to get into our announcements. Amazing Grace School of Ministries, our classes are coming. Hopefully I will get you registration information by the end of this month to start our classes in February 2021. To everyone out there that has listened to this show, that are listening, I see your texts. But if you want to be, I'm asking that you be a blessing, a financial blessing to this ministry, that we may take this show to the masses. There is an expense associated with putting this show on the air every Saturday. And certainly we want to do more. We want to uplift the body of believers. We want to speak into your lives because the Word of God is active. The Word of God will change you. And why are you saying that, Dr. Carey? Because the Word says so. If you go over to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible talks about the Word of God is active and alive, cutting, it's like a surgeon's knife, cutting all the way down to the joints and the marrows. So what does that mean? That means that the Zoe, Z-O-E, of the Word is active. It's so active that if you read it and you apply it, it will change your soul. It will change the way you think. So if this ministry is a blessing to you, I want you to either you can text me and say, Dr. Carey, I want to be a blessing to you, or you can send your checks to Amazing Grace Ministries, P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. Again, Amazing Grace Ministries, or for short, AGMI, P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. Certainly, if you feel that this ministry has been a blessing to you, praise God, and continue to text, continue to send those emails, because we want to put on a show that is a blessing, that is God-ordained, that is God-driven, because that is the call. The call is to do what saith the Lord. And the Lord has called this ministry to speak and to heal and to help those that are suffering, to help those that don't understand why they're doing what they're doing, to speak into their lives, to help them see and understand and move forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So thank you for that. And also, any of the episodes that we have broadcast or have been on, you can always go back and listen to those lessons. You can find them on Blog Talk Radio with Amazing Grace Ministries, destroying the yokes of bondage. Or you could look up Blog Talk Radio and put in the caption, destroying the yokes of destroying the yokes. And that should bring up Amazing Grace Ministries. My email address, if you have any concerns, amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. And amazing is spelled A-M-A-Z-E-N. Just wanted a little difference on my name. So it's not I-N-G, but E-N. Praise God. Let's get started. Hallelujah. So we have been giving a word that will captivate your mind, change your life. It will move you forward in 2021. God is saying a new thing has sprung up from the desert. God will restore and deliver his people and bring back hope. And the theme, of course, for 2021, a restoration after the pandemic. And certainly it can be expanded, a restoration after 2020, praise God, but even now folding into 2021. So the theme for this, praise God, for this class today is God is repairing the breach. Mm-hmm. God is repairing the breach. So when we go to the Word of God, I want you to open up your Bibles, praise the Lord, to Micah 2:13. And it reads, and this is the King James Version, and I'm going to give you another version in a minute. The breaker, and I want you to put your finger into Psalms 46:1, praise the Lord. Micah 2:13, verse 13 says, the breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gates and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. And Psalms 46 and 1 reads as follows. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And that's, praise God, the old familiar verse of scripture. And I just want you to do this one, and this one's just wasn't even on my screen, but I want you to go back to Micah, and I want you to put your finger in 6, verse 8. So we're talking about, praise God, restoring restoration. We've been talking about God's coming in and restoring in 2021. Certainly 2020 has been one. This pandemic seemed to have taken hold and stopped everything, praise God. Stopped churches, stopped the way we function in life, and certainly we'd never go back to the way we used to doing things. But those of us that are in Christ Jesus, those of us that believe that God is doing some things, and those of us that are praying, I know the saints of the Most High God are praying, and we are crying out before the Lord because God is doing something. Anybody that witnessed what happened on January 6, 2021, that the siege that went on the Capitol building, certainly is something that we've never seen before. But if we look at history, it has happened before. Hallelujah. It just have not happened on that big of scale, that mass, that massive force or put on television, praise God. But that was open and seen for everybody to see. And even in this week, we've seen a president. This is history. We've never in our history had a president that was impeached twice. Now, in our history, we've only had three presidents that have been impeached. Praise God. Now we have a president that has been impeached twice. So we're looking at everything that's going on. We're looking at the times and the seasons. But God is saying in the midst of that, in the midst of everything that we have gone through, he is still in control. So when we look at Micah, when we look at those two verses in chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, and I'm going to read them in the New Living Translation, okay? It says, hope for restoration. Someday, O Israel, I will gather you. I will gather the remnants who are left. I will bring you together again like sheep in a pen, like a flock in its pasture. Yes, your lands will again be filled with noisy crowds. Your leaders will break out and lead you out of exile and through the gates of the enemy cities back to your own land. Your king will lead you. The Lord himself will guide you. Ooh, praise God. So in essence, I got some definitions that I just want to give you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they are breach. First off is breach. What does that mean? Well, breach is the act of breaking or failing to observe a law or agreement or code of conduct. It's a gap in the wall, a barrier or defense, especially one made by an attacking enemy. So we can say that there is a breach in the land on today. In 2020, sin has occurred. Sin is still very much in our land and a breach. It is making a gap in the walls of our defense. Hallelujah. But God has given us a remnant. God has given us a defense. So when we look at breach and then we say, well, repair, what does that mean? It means to fix, to mend, to make good, fixing or repairing, put right what has been damaged. Mm-hmm. And you know, the whole theme of this month has been restoration. And I've defined what restoration is. We did that in the first Saturday of the month, but I'm just going to give you its definition again. Is the act of restoring something to a former state, place, condition, or ownership. God is reforming. God is renewing. God is building up a people that will stand in the gap, that will move past the situation and cry out and spare not. This radio show, this talk show is crying out. It's telling the people to stand. It's encouraging the people of God to know that God have not forgotten you. And if there's somebody out there that don't know the Lord and his pardon of your sins, you need to have a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's time out for playing. You know, it's time out to be caught asleep. Hallelujah. But it's time. It's time to cry out and to lift up the name of the Lord. So basically, now let's talk about, praise God, a little bit about exile. Now, we look at and we define what is exile in the Bible. It's when people have been carried away from their land. They have been put out, in essence, and they have been put out or carried off to exile because of sin. Now, we can see now, we can see what's going on. We can see the land that we're operating in. We can see our current state of affairs. People feel like they can do whatever they want to do and not live upright before the Lord. But God is moving in a change. He's moving in a change, and he's pulling off the covers of so much in our society, and we are in the right time and the right place to put the armor on of God, as Ephesians 6 tells us, and fight the good fight of faith and call down and pull down those strongholds that have presented themselves against the knowledge of God. Praise God. So we see, and we see that in Genesis, if we look at the Bible and see the history and the pattern of exile that happened, we can see that Adam and Eve were forced to leave Eden because of their sins. And you can find that in Genesis 23 and 24. It says, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden Eden a cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep them out to keep the way of the tree of life. So we see that Adam and Eve had to leave because of sin, you know, and you know the story. Y'all read the story. So then we see in Genesis 12, now the Lord said unto Abram, go out. And Abram also is exiled from his kin and his land to go to a land that God has promised. Sometimes God moves us. God exiles us. God moves us from one place to another. Now, in Adam and Eve's situation, they sinned and they could no longer stay in the Garden of Eden. Well, Abraham, God had a vision for him. God had a plan for him. So in essence, God has to move us from those comfortable places that we feel like we're okay in, to move us out in areas that we are uncomfortable in. And certainly if we look at the state of affairs that's going on now, we can say that we're really uncomfortable with what's going on in our society, what has gone on in 2020. And now they're talking about a new variant to the virus that is out there already. But I want to let you know that God is still in control. We don't have to conduct ourselves in fear. We don't have to run and hide, but we can stand boldly to know that God is doing a new thing, that God said in the last days that he will pour out his spirit, and he's pouring out his spirit. He's pouring out his anointing. He's pouring out his people on people like you and I to spare and to say and to declare the word of God, to let people know that it's time to stop playing, and it's time to cry out before the Lord, because God is saying something in our nation. So if we look at Israel, if we look at Israel and the chosen people of God, we know a little history, certainly starting out with Abraham. Abraham moved out of the land that he was born in, his kin, and God gave him a new land and told him, look, I'm going to look up into the stars. As many as the stars is in the sky, I'm going to multiply your seed. And of course, if we're looking at society today, we see Abraham's seed all over the place. Praise God. But we're talking about restoring the breach, or I wanted to say breaking, but breaking and breach is almost the same thing, but repairing, restoring the breach, that damage that has been taking place in our society. Praise God. So in Abraham is the father, and in essence, we go on down to history. God blessed his people. He gave us 12 tribes, praise God. Those 12 tribes broke into two halves, the kingdom Israel and Judah, praise God. And if we look at those tribes, we have seen that the king of David came through one of those tribes, praise God. So in essence, here we are. God gave a covenant to Moses. Now let's go down to Moses, praise the Lord. Now Moses was given a set of commandments, a set of list of things, of rules in essence that the people of God were to adhere to. You know, and that is today. You know, sin will alienate you from God. As with Adam and Eve, they will put out the garden. So in essence, when we look at God, God says, I am holy and I am calling you to be holy, so you can't do any and everything and expect me to bless you. Praise God. So when we begin to look at the state of affairs of Israel, when we begin to look at the history of what they went through, certainly they were blessed. God said, I will bless you, and I will keep you, and I will destroy your enemies. But if we look at the word of God, we find that that didn't happen. We find that the Babylonians, that Israel fell into a Babylonian captivity by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. We also find that there were a problem with Israel and Samaria with the various kingdoms because of their sin. So let's look at this. So the word God used Babylon as his agent of judgment against Israel for their sins of idolatry and rebellion against him. There were several different times during the period of 607 to 586 B.C. when the Jews, or the people of Israel, I'm going to say Israel for both Judah and Israel, were taken captive by the Babylonians. And certainly there were plenty of times where the people of Israel rebelled and tried to conquer the Babylonians, but were not able to. So even if we go through the scriptures tells us that they were allowed to return after 70 years of exile, and the prophecy was fulfilled in 537 B.C., the word tells us that King Cyrus of Persia allowed Israel to return and rebuild the city and the temple, praise God. And under the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar, praise the Lord, the Babylonian Empire is spread throughout the Middle East. And 2 Kings tells us and gives us a picture and a history of what went on. So during that time, we read in Daniel, and this is the time of Daniel. When you look at Daniel, and we know the Daniels in the lion's den, we talk about the three Hebrew boys, Meshach, and Abednego, and Shadrach. You know those three boys, praise God, that went into the fiery furnace. So the history talks about that. It talks about the kings, and it talks about the warnings that the people of Israel had to face. And then Jeremiah also talks about their sins and what God is going to do because they didn't adhere to the commandments of God. Even when we look at the books of 2 Chronicles and 2 Kings, and it deals with the northern kingdom and Judah. So you begin to see that God uses exile to deal with the sins of his people. He sins that were plagues. Well, plagues were in Moses' day of Egypt. But the northern kingdoms, the battles they fought, praise God, they wasn't successful because of sin, because they didn't adhere, they didn't follow the rules. They had other gods. They had debauchery, lying, stealing, everything that God said you should not do. Now we come to the book of Micah. Praise God. The book of Micah is basically, Micah means, and let's talk a little bit about Micah. Praise God. He was a prophet. He was a prophet to the 12 tribes. One of, I think, it's he was one of the prophets, and certainly praise the Lord. Let me get it here. Thank the Lord. The book of Micah is the sixth of 12 minor prophets in the Bible and the Old Testament. Certainly, he deals with the sins, the desolation of Israel, the evil practices, and then he deals with a promise of restoration. You know, God is so sovereign. He is so loving that he gives us a plan for a way out, even though we don't deserve it. He gives us a way. He tells us in the book of Micah, he gives us a forevision. He gives us a look. He gives us a preview, in essence. When you go to when you look on television, there's a preview of what's to come. They're telling you the show and giving you a look at some previews of what to expect. And certainly God gave us a preview in Micah. And Micah means who is like Yahweh. Praise God. So when we look at the book of Micah, the dates of this book is about 750 B.C., and this word was concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Now, Micah was a type and shadow of things to come. So Micah, hallelujah, it looks at what is coming. Jesus, and it even gives a preview or telling that Jesus is coming from Bethlehem. So when we look at God, when we look at this scripture, and then we turn it over to Micah 6 and 8, which reads, "He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly and to love mercy and walk humbly with God?" And when we look at 5 and 2, praise God, I was looking for 5 and 2, it says, And it gives the fact that God is coming, the Messiah is coming. But ye, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. So when we look at this book, when we look at what God is doing, God is saying, I'm still in the midst. And certainly we're living in a day and time when Jesus Christ has come. Jesus Christ has come on the scene. So in essence, Jesus is saying to us this day that I am in the midst, even in the midst of this terrible stuff that's going on, even in the midst. Now, one of the things I said was 6 and 8, and what does God love? You know, there is justice coming. You know, we as a people, and I don't know everybody who's on, but African Americans as a people has suffered, has gone through a history of slavery, has gone through trials and tribulations, has gone through different things against us, our culture. We see what's going on. We see African American young men being killed in the street, but also we see violence in our streets from a different set of young men. And God is saying that it's time to cry out. In 2021, we know that God is on his way back. He's coming. He's coming. The word says so. But he's still got a group of people in the land, which is you and I, that are crying out and saying, Lord, you see, we need you to fix it. And God, you shall fix it, because we're crying out, because we're crying out and we pleading the blood of Jesus. Now, because Christ died on the cross, we have an advocate. We have an advocate with the Father. The Father has given us the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of the Son of God, to come back, praise God, and walk with us, to teach us, to be that power arm of God to set things in order that is out of order. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. So when we look at the breach, when we look at restoration, God is restoring, God is moving, God is repairing those things that have been broken, the breach, those, that wall that has been damaged, God is restoring, God is implementing a generation that's going to stand on the word of God, that's going to speak and things happen, because God has given that authority. God said in his word, whatsoever you bind, whatsoever you loose, that's the word of God. And because we stand on the word of God, because we're walking right before the word of God, if we look through the Bible, if we look through the Old Testament, we see that whenever Israel, whenever, and I say Israel for both northern and southern kingdoms, whenever they walked up right before the Lord, he blessed. But when they allowed debauchery, when they allowed injustice, when they allowed hypocrisy, when they allowed fraud, when they allowed oppression, when they allowed extortion and lying and even murder, when they allow these things to happen, God judged. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And certainly we will be victorious. We will be conquerors because of Christ that lives in us. But this world is not going to be the same, because God is doing some things in it. And because God is doing some things in it, it behooves us to stand firmly on the word of God and to declare His blessings. And certainly he got our back. He got our back. He got our back. He's going to restore. I know some of us, praise God, we opened up the mic on last year, and we've heard testimonies of those that have had the coronavirus but have been delivered. We know that there, those of us are standing and believing that the blood of God is covering us. Therefore, that disease shall not come near our dwelling places, praise God, because it shall not, because the word says he shall protect us, he shall deliver us. We don't walk in fear. We don't walk in fear because we know that God has us. We know that God is working it out. If we go to Romans 8:28, it says all things work for the good of them that are called, and we are called according to his purpose. And we may not understand his purpose, but if we seek him and if we press toward him, if we press in, and it's a press, y'all. Sometimes you're not going to feel like it. Sometimes the enemy is going to distract you. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're a failure. Sometimes he's going to hit you with some shame. Sometimes he's going to hit you with a spirit of depression, but you push in and you bind those spirits. You bind and you read the word. Father God, hallelujah, will bless my soul if I press in, and he never disappoints. God never disappoints. Hallelujah. God never disappoints. Matter of fact, he's so good that when he blesses us, he blows our understanding. He blows our mind because, you know, God is, you know, he says, your thoughts, not my thoughts. Your ways, not my ways. Hallelujah. I'm God. I'm everywhere at the same time. Praise God. Hallelujah. I sent my son and he died on the cross for you, and then he ascended back to heaven. Praise God. He came man. He became the Son of Man, but yet he was still God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good. God will set the captives free. Satan is a lie. He's trying to get me choked. Hallelujah. But when you cry in the midnight hour, when you don't know what to do, when you feel like God has abandoned you, that's stinking thinking. That's what Satan is trying to get you to believe, because God has never abandoned us, and he never will. The word of God declares it in Romans. Hallelujah. It talks about, no matter where you go or what you do, the Spirit of the Lord, God will be with you. We walk away from God. We doubt God. But it's time out for doubting God. Praise God, because God is saying, I'm going to repair the breach. Matter of fact, he already sent his son. So when we look at Micah was talking about, praise God, Jesus will come. Jesus will come, will set the captives free. Jesus will come to be the deliverer of mankind. And Jesus has came. Now we're looking for a second coming. Hallelujah. He has. Don't be discouraged. God is restoring those things that you feel like you have lost. God is going to repair, restore, and renew in 2021. Because we are holding up the bloodstained banner. We are lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. We're declaring to a dying world that God is the answer, that God will repair, let loose of everything that's not like him. Get hold of a relationship with Christ Jesus. So forsake your sins. Whatever is not like God, hallelujah, lay it aside. The Bible says lay aside every weight and sin that keeps you from running towards God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say this before, I'm going to pray, and then I want to encourage you to be a financial blessing to this ministry. Father God, I thank you for the saints that are on the line. I thank you, God, for those that tune in every week. I thank you for those that tune in to me and those that tune in to hear Evangelist Terry Rogers. We pray, God, that you are blessed to encourage your people, God, and we pray that the word of God has been spoken and that it falls on fertile ground in the name of Jesus. God, you have anointed this word to be spoken to your people. You have anointed and chose each and every word that has come out of my mouth. And God, you know. You know what your people need. You know how to heal, deliver, and set free. And as the president over this ministry, as the president of this blog, I extend a blessing to everyone that listens, a financial blessing. You know, some have been hit hard financially by this pandemic. And I pray, God, that you'll bless them financially. I pray, God, that you'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. There have been some that have health challenges. I pray, God, that you restore their health. And we declare it because this is the temple of the living God, and you have not ordained the disease that Satan has put on us. And we bind the enemy right now that is creating and trying to walk us and trying to get us to own these diseases and illnesses, which we will not do. We're binding it in the name of Jesus. We walk in health. We walk in restoration. We walk in the goodness of Jesus Christ. And everything that Satan throws at us, we bind it today and declare that we have been set free in Jesus' name. God bless each and every one. Continue to restore. Continue to encourage their hearts. Continue to encourage their minds. Allow favor to follow them. Open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they don't have room enough to receive. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. Some of you get on the line later. And I just want to ask that if you're enjoying this ministry, if you're enjoying the things that Amazing Grace is putting out, if you're enjoying the Word of God, certainly we want to do more in 2021. This ministry, there's a cost to put this show on, and certainly if you feel led to do so, then you can certainly give you my address, and you can send us a check at Amazing Grace Ministries, P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. You can make it out to Amazing Grace Ministries, or for short, AGMI. Certainly in each and every donation that you give this ministry certainly goes back into this ministry. And we thank God for your support. Certainly I thank God for each and every one of you that's on the line on today. I pray that you are blessed, and I know that you will be blessed richly for your sacrifices and just tuning in and encouraging me just by tuning in to know that God is speaking, and certainly God's word shall be given to all nations, to all generations, because we've got to stand up and tell this dying world that God is the answer. There's so many people that have been affected by this coronavirus. So many people, and certainly you know yourselves, you're in your homes, you don't have access to people. And when people are in their homes and looking at their four walls, Satan tries to make people feel depressed, anxious. And certainly we are binding those spirits. And certainly you have to know, and you have to have something in your lives to know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. What do you mean? You can't just sit there and not put your mind on something. You know, they used to talk about idle mind is the devil's workshop. And certainly when your mind is idle, when you're sitting there looking at your four walls, Satan begins to talk to you. And those thoughts that he brings to your mind are not your thoughts, but they're his thoughts. And you begin to believe that they are your thoughts. So we want to bind those thoughts and know and think those things that God has given you to think about. And over in Philippians, he tells you to talk about these things. Think on these things, whatsoever pure, whatsoever things of a good report, think on those things. But it's important to keep our mind occupied, keep our mind focused on the goodness of Jesus Christ, because Satan is there to distract us and take our mind off Jesus Christ. Praise God. I see you guys. Talk to you guys on next week. I just let you know that Evangelist Terry Rogers will be your speaker. So I see you and talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Be blessed.